CMH, hold.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Alright, test 1-2. Oh, I hear myself.
Hi, you've got kind of an echo in there. AB9NN mobile. Name is John, Julie, it's October, November.
Yeah, we're working on one of the repeaters. That's why.
Okay, have at it.
W8VET, Whiskey 8, Victor Echo Tango, testing on 700.
Yeah, W8VET, nice AOP, portable, and Barrow, logging clear.
Yeah, I could copy W8VET mobile. I'll be monitoring.
And 9 AOP mobile.
Hey, Cameron, I'll be mobile in just a couple minutes, and I'm really curious to see if I can hit the repeater from the driveway, WHAD.
No way.
WHAD, if someone call, this is WHAD.
You say you're in your driveway and you're mobile?
I said I will be in the car in about 5 minutes. And I'll try it out as soon as I hit the driveway.
I'm in. 9KLP mobile.
And they DNF mobile.
KOP mobile.
And they DNF. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Cameron. I have Mike Nicaragua off in November. Over here in Kern.
Say that again on your last, your location. I didn't catch it. My name is Bentley, KFADNF. I'm in the Petoskey area at the moment.
Okay, yep. East of Miles. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, I think I heard you say east of Mile, and then you broke up on me, so I'm not sure if you're mobile and getting in or not, but sounds like your signal might be fading.
All right, I'm back with you here. 9KOP mobile.
Oh, there you go. Getting in a little bit better now. KFADNF mobile.
Yeah, my phone rings. Sorry about that. Yep, I'm over east of Mile. East of Mile County.
Yeah, right on. I've heard that repeater's been up and down recently, so great to hear that it's available and somebody's getting into it.
Yeah, so full time at a new location.
Is that you in there, Cam? And 8 DMH.
Yeah, hang on one second. 9
morning, Drake. Tampa ADNF.
Yeah, I'm joining you guys via the cell phone.
Hey, you got all kinds of tricks up your sleeve.
Man, it never seems to be enough. Yeah, Cam, I was hearing it breaking the squelch, and I'm in Reed City. I'll be right back, guys. I didn't do anything.
All right. Back to the...
Hey, good.
When you get a second, can you send me the data from the other MTR 3000 for the audio?
Hey, sir. Give me a moment.
That's quite not perfect, if I
can
say that.
Yeah, I'm on the road right now, so when I get home today, I'll shoot that over to you.
It's really pretty.
Yeah, I know. We'll get her fixed.
Yeah, it was actually breaking the squelch down here a couple times. Him and I'm in Reed City right now.
I got it on 100 watts. 1.3 to 1 SWR. Can't get any lower because of the antenna I'm using, but hey, I don't complain.
You gotta take the victories where you can. Alright, I'll be right back. Any damage?
9KOB level, turn.
You are not breaking the squelch down here. That is.
Oh no, your antenna's not high enough then.
It's 4 foot off the ground, and and on the south side of the house.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm at right now. I can never raise this repeater before. I'm north of 65, north of 72, and it was broken through here the whole entire time I ever went through here. You could barely hear it.
And I'm not even hearing it on the base scanner antenna, so I wasn't going to expect to hear it.
You used to be able to hear EMS at Ben's house in Bay City, so I'm curious to see if you can hear this now. Someone's squeaking.
They like the beeps.
Yeah, I miss the beeps. Alright, I'm just about to pull out of the office here.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes once I take the Lake City exit. I'll see if I can try it from there. Any damage?
Hey, getting ready for my meeting. Don't you, sir?
Thank you. KB. 127 northbound.
I'm not somewhere else.
I guess in the big scheme of things, this is as good a place to be as any. W8RPM just happened to leave the fusion radio on top of the repeater cabinet out here in the garage. Did Jeff say you were doing something over at Max City?
Yep, I'm heading back to Akiak. Oh, I'm tired of this. I spent a lot of time there today. It looks dramatically better than what it did before. Didn't get to any of the labeling I wanted to do, but, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. I still have moto work that I have to get done. And I have a financial milestone plan for my next huge project that I got to get that complete by the end of today. The boss is looking for it, so yeah, oh my gosh, it's a day and night difference as to what it was.
So you were working on hammy stuff there, not state stuff.
Yep. In fact, this repeater was off for a short period of time as I was moving some things around in the rack. I was a little worried. It didn't come back up initially. Like, uh-oh. Like, lights aren't supposed to be like that on the pie. So we gave it a kick again, and then it came back happy. Like, okay.
Oh, you must actually be on the 1-1. I'm on the 7-4, obviously. It wasn't clicking, but now it's clicking. I get it.
Yep, there was a lot of ugly in that site. So we spent a lot of time redressing cables and putting telecom cable anchors along the walls and rerunning cables that were haphazard at best. Oh my god, the one Cat5 cable that runs over the power light controller for monitoring, it was tied to the ground halo. It's like, that is wrong on so many levels. That's how you pull things up when there's a nearby lightning strike.
Well, see, you were working on site stuff, and that benefits others than just us. So, I was on the phone with Jeff earlier about the controversy surrounding those sites, but that's a conversation for elsewhere. How long are you up for?
Well, really, the Hamleys are the only one in that shelter. So, but yeah, I guess it benefits whoever's monitoring the light controller. That was just one example of the ugly that was there. Now we're heading back Wednesday morning. I got up here Thursday afternoon, and the missus was up here, came up on Wednesday with the ladies, air quotes, bill camp. The ladies get together and hang out and go shopping at the stores and just enjoy downtime. I hung out at the cabin for a couple days with the dog. Did a little bit of work stuff at the cabin, but actually, like, work stuff, working remote there. But, yeah, we're pretty much ready to pack it up for the season. Wednesday morning, we'll be all back. ready. We'll get the load up a little bit of stuff, shut the power off to the pump, and drain all the lines, the water lines, blow them out, cause the RV antifreeze in the toilets and that, and call it a season.
Yep, I did that to the camper the other day. It was sad, but, you know, got to get done. Yeah, turn the well pump off. I'm assuming the electronics will stay running. You're not dumping the main power, right?
Yeah, we shut a lot of stuff off, but like we'll leave the power to the house, the main power to the house on. Keeps the internet up so we can see the cameras and the power to the sheds for the to keep the 45505 online. I shifted that the hub up to there because we got fiber internet. We were having some bandwidth issues at times. We don't have any bandwidth issues with it where it's at now.
I don't know if you noticed my post yesterday. I was in Wolverine on the phone, and I could see the tower, and I know that I've got you got cell light or something on the phone. And so I know it was an AT&T tower. I was literally looking at it. And I ran a download test, and it was almost 800, like 755, on the phone. Like, oh, my God.
Well, now that's pretty good. Yeah, we're just rolling into Sheboygan here. That's pretty good. Yeah, I've only got the 100 meg package at the cabin, but I couldn't see spending money for more bandwidth because, at home on the U-verse, I survive on 15 down and 1 up. And for the most part, have All-Star and, streaming TV and doing my normal work routine and the conference calls and Google Meets and all that stuff, and I have very little issue. But if I can live on that, then 100? That's plenty. And it has been.
We're paying for, and I mean, I'm assuming you've got PIE, their internet. We just have Charter Spectrum, and it's cable. And their basic package now is 300. Most of the time I get it, a lot of times it's 318, 320, but lots of times I don't. There's times when it's, in the hundreds. Sometimes it's even 80, 90, and if I boot the router, I'll kind of get it back. But and according to Dave, I still have port forwarding issues. He was trying to connect to the repeater node and couldn't. And, I know that thing's online, and I can connect outbound. It's just something's going on again with the router, whether it's the router, whether they rolled a static IP, I don't know. But I've never had good luck here with incoming. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. If I really spend some time working on the ports and putting stuff in the DMZ, I'll get it to where it's okay, and then later it's not, so. Anyway, I got to head down tomorrow. Got a closing for Jeff's kid, and I was going to stay. The plan was to do this on Friday, and then John and I were going to go to Fort Wayne, but that didn't happen.
Obviously, I didn't go to Fort Wayne either, huh? we've been pretty solid on the 100 meg. I've not noticed any, any kind of run speed tests, or it should be. And yeah, we got the PIG fiber. Man, I wish we could get that in Milan. In Milan, it's either, the AT&T U-verse or Xfinity. And it'll be a cold day in hell before I go back to Xfinity.
You're not the only guy that says that. My nephew has them down in New Boston, Sumter, and he hates them. I don't know anybody that likes them. I guess the business side is a little different, just like the business side with Charter Spectrum is a little different. But I'm just happy when they stay connected. You know, and what really annoys me, they do a lot of unannounced system maintenance in the middle of the night where you'll be down for 15, 20 minutes or sometimes longer. A lot of times I'm still up doing stuff, you know. It's quite annoying. But there's plenty of places up here where there's still no access. You know, the only thing they have is Usenet or now Starlink. A buddy of mine bought a Starlink Mini for his camper. He paid $300 for it brand new, and he's getting, you know, $300 pretty reliably. So I think that's I'm surprised that they're not putting Usenet out of business. I deal with them with the phone situation sometimes, you know, because we'll provide a VoIP dial tone. And the latency is just, you know, it's annoying at best and debilitating at worst. It's around 60 milliseconds each way.
Yeah, oh gosh, I remember when Usenet used to be quite a thing. Well, before it was called that, it was part of DirecTV. And my brother used to have that out in Sumter because he couldn't get anything but you could get DSL, which was poor because he wasn't close to a CO. So it's funny because the Sumter Township, the contract was with the cable company showed him covered. The person next door had the cable, and they the franchises with the townships work. They should have been, but they refused to provide it to him. The dead end on the coax was like at the corner of his lot, and he went around and around with them. But you know, back when it was still Comcast, so we wound up having the satellite there. Yeah, Comcast, the most hated company in America. You say your reputation is so bad, you change the name of your company so people won't realize it's you. Yeah, they're terrible. WRPM, WPT Mobile, just past Sheboygan now.
You should have stopped and got some fish. Drove right by. All right, very good. Well, you can probably take this thing all the way home without going to 7-4, I think, although you are fluttery now. You weren't to begin with, but you are now. So, all right, well, I'm going to get out of my cold garage, turn HT on in the house, but I got a bunch of paperwork to do. I got some stuff to get ready for tomorrow. Just going to do a down and back, turn around, come right back, because I got a bunch of meetings on Wednesday. Jeff's mad at me because I'm not going to the CCE meeting on Wednesday. I can't. I got a conflict. I couldn't go if I wanted to. But, boy, it'd be nice if somebody went. Anyhow. All right. Well, I may pop back in on a portable, but I got to round up the four-leggers and go from there. I'm pretty much ready for winter. We got the camper done. I got most of the stuff taken in, you know, all the deck furniture and that kind of jazz. I do still need to push enough stuff around in the garage to be able to get a car in here, and I will. I got enough room in the storage unit. I don't really have to do anything other than relocate some stuff. But anyhow, all right, I'll be around. Thank you for your efforts today. I'm sure, like you said, it's night and day. But I sure wish that the UHF sight, the levering sight works a little bit better. I can't even hit it from here mobile. I can hit it with the big stick, but I can't hit it with the mobile. And the 3-1, it's not super strong around here either. But it's nice having those on the other hub, you know, not having to worry about dialing in, just being able to hit it with RF and being connected. That's quite handy. All right, I'll be back in a little bit. WHRPM.
Okay, Ron, we'll catch you later. Yeah, we're just going through the cordwood area right now. Yeah. I hope I didn't waste my time there today with some of the things that are afoot. But, all right, back later. WTPUT Mobile.
NADH Mobile, Roscommon.
Good afternoon from WTPUT.
How's it going all the way up there?
That's not going bad. Heading back to the house. The maps of Google tell me I've got 14 minutes. And looking back, I am hungry.
Yeah, me too, huh? I got an hour and 3 minutes for my trip home.
Yeah, you're getting a little crunchy there towards the end. You know, mine is to our place up north, which we're closing up this week. And then Wednesday morning after we finish winterizing the water system, then it's a 4.5 to 5 hour ride back to Milan.
All right, that was a quick call. I have returned.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Not looking forward to closing the place up for the season, but, oh well, it is what it is. It is rapidly approaching the end of November, and spring will be here soon enough when we can get back up and spend time again up north.
Right on. Yep. That's okay. One of my favorite seasons is now starting, so I get to get the skis out and enjoy that portion of the program.
Yeah, I enjoy winter up here. I wouldn't mind coming up during the winter, but. Just too much work to come up for a short period of time. And it wouldn't make sense to heat the place all winter long to keep the place freezing. All right, well, the repeater's getting a little crunchy over here. Just about into the Presqu'ile County on 23. So I'm going to make sign-in noises and we'll catch up with you a little later. I got a note that it's not turned on the system right now. It's really easy to get in. This is W2PUT in the mobile.
You're still sounding pretty okay. We need a little bit of water. We're still sounding pretty good, so. 73, W2PUT. NADH Mobile, Norm 75.
The 1-9 or the 7-4.
That's for sure. We did bring 1734 over in Benzie County, so you've got that one now.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Well, yeah, you're rough. You're there, but you're rough. Okay. Are you coming north or are you going south? South, yeah. You're running out of string. But, good hearing you. Be careful. Shouldn't be any weather driving, I don't think. Hopefully there's none for me tomorrow driving down and back. So. All right, I'll be around. 73
WAR. 73 Ron, have a good evening. Hey, DMH mobile.
W8REJ mobile link.
W8REJ mobile.
Well, I heard you, but I didn't get your call. Yeah, you're not quite making the repeater, sorry. Station calling W8REJ. Give it another shot here. November 8 Bravo Echo Golf Mobile. November 8 Bravo Echo Golf Mobile. Galen. NABEG November 8 Bravo Echo Mobile. Galen.
NABEG Mobile.
FGW, I'm monitoring.
W8CVT, portable.
N9JOP, mobile.
W8VET, N9JOP, on the 700. W8VET, portable.
Yeah, you must be home. How's the sound at home now?
It's full quieting, portable.
Better than it was before, or about the same?
About the same, but I know it's a touch better. How do I sound?
Yeah, you sound
good. Signal's there. I gotta adjust some, make some audio changes when I get home here, but other than that, you sound halfway decent.
Is my 2500 sound a little better or same?
It sounds a lot better.
Yeah, the first one was the Kenwood.
Yeah, the Motorola sounds better. The audio, the audio is kind of tinny, so I gotta make some changes.
Gotcha. No, it's been sounding good. Where I was at earlier, I was in a bad spot. The spot on the 700 was normally pretty rough. And then my mobile was sandwiched between two dump trucks and an excavator, and then I was underneath the power line. So it still sounded pretty good, but yeah, I know that I was getting in, receiving, and it sounded much better than normal. I know there's spots in the pool, it was hard to get out.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there, but your signal was perfect, and then you went to the mud.
I got a dead battery in this radio. It's hardly ever on when it's on the charger.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. So, yeah, it seems to be doing good. So I got it linked back in, and everything's up and running for the most part. N9KOP, mobile 65 southbound at McCollum Lake Road.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds good. Is it T25?
Nope. Unfortunately, it's not. It's just analog. I didn't have a P25 repeater to put in there, so here we are.
No, it's all right. Just curious. Does had my MDC caught up with it?
Yeah, it's working. I'm on a Kenwood radio, so I'm not sure. It's not lighting up on what it is here, so. But yeah, it's working.
Copy. Here it is again for you.
Yeah, this radio's not catching it. I don't even know if I have a program for it. But yeah, I'm impressed.
last bounce through here where I'm at right now, I could never hold this computer. It was bad for, about the next 5-6 miles, and then it would clear up. But I can hold it all the way through here now.
Yeah, you're definitely holding it, no problem. Yeah, I mean, your signal is just beginning to start the anecdotal bacon frying. I think that's ridiculous to even use those terms, but just barely any sound at all in the background.
Yeah, well, thankful that we got where it's at.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It sounded really good. That's a really good antenna, a really good tower. Pull that antenna and tower from, you know, Sterling Standish, no problem. Like, that was a very strong signal, so I know it's a better thing.
Radio's dying. But, yeah, it's definitely kicking butt, so I'm glad to hear we're getting out, other than my basement.
Yeah, copy that. This one sound bad, too.
Yeah, that one sounds good. Chris, WNTOP is going to come in a minute. I just texted him. He's down south of Bluffton in a mobile.
Nice. Sounds good. WNTOP.
N9KOP in mobile current.
N9KOP, W8COP.
At WHCOP, N9KOP mobile, 65 southbound, M72 and 65 here, downtown Kern. You sounding good, Chris?
Yeah, roger that, Cameron. You sound good, too. A little bit of fry there, but not too bad. A real good copy.
Yeah, the audio is quite skinny right now, but I'm going to fix that. I got to make some changes when I get home here. Drake and I are going to make some changes to fix that. I put it together and didn't really, you know, really good test it talking to myself. But more than me, I did some software changes that we got to make. So other than that, it's working good. I was just talking to Mike there. He was down at Cabin Lake in 55 earlier in his truck, and he sounded better than you do right now.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I've only got that little quarter wave diamond flexible antenna, 15 watts. So, and like I say, I'm southeast of Lufkin. You're not too far from Sage Lake.
Well, for mobile at 15 watts, I'm impressed. What's the signal down there? What are you getting on it?
Well, it's full scale.
Okay. John, WAJDE, was able to get into it from his mobile in Gladwin today.
I bumped it up to 55.0.
Honestly, not much of a change, not much of a change at all. I mean, you got a little bit of background noise, but other than that, it's your full scale.
Disregard last transmission, this is full power here, 50 watts. I thought I changed it, but apparently I didn't.
Yeah, your fault, lighting. There's no question about that one.
All right, well, I'm parked in the driveway. I didn't even move the truck, so, you know, I could move it 5 feet either way. It might be better, it might be worse.
All right, that's all good hearing you. Miles out of the hole again.
Yeah, that last one was a little rough. Try it again.
I said good hearing you, and I'm glad the 700 is back up and miles out of the dark hole again.
Yeah, roger that. Well, good job, Cam. Glad you got it back up and running, and it sounds good. So, all right, I'm going to head in and get a bite to eat here. So, have a good evening, and we'll chat with you later. 73 from WACOP.
Yeah, you too, Chris. Good night. N9KOP mobile. Just about home.
N9KOP, WHJDE. N9KOP from WHJDE.
FGW, I'm monitoring.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, Rock.com Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use this repeater is provided by the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. Persons next to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in their area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to those listening for an emergency or weather bulletin. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If your repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, Net Control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, Net Control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and slowly say your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, Net Control will confirm you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, NADMH.
K-8-W-P-E.
Kevin, K-F-8-A-G-Y.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
Alpha, Papa.
Mike.
Bob, K-V-8-S-B-J.
Morning, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Lula.
Scott, WX1J.
Mark, Kilo Fox, Scott 8, Bravo 4, Fox.
I think we have a world record for doubling here. The only ones I've got confirmed are Drake, NADMH, Dave, K8WPE, Kevin, KF8AGY, Brad, NHJXQ, Bob, KBASBJ, Tony, KG8SBV, Scott, WX1J, and then a Mark. Get your call sign on that one. Those other stations, please try again, please.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
All right, I've got Christopher, KF8DMK, Mike, KI6XQ, Mark, KC8DAP, another station. I didn't get you. You're barely getting in there.
Jeff, KC9ZJB.
KC9ZJB, gotcha. Anybody else?
I don't think you got my call sign. This is Mark, Kilo, Fox, Class A, Bravo, Quebec, Fox.
No, I didn't. KF8, BQF, correct?
Bravo, Quebec, Fox.
I gotcha. Let's go to the top loose with Drake. Drake, DMH. Drake, what's your location? Any messages to pass?
Drake, NACMH. Location is Hammond 5 Mile with no traffic.
Dave, KUWPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
KUWPE here, west side of Silver Lake, and no messages to pass tonight.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, on the westmost arm of Spider Lake. No traffic tonight. Back to you, net control.
Brad, NAJXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Brad, NAJXQ, east side of Traverse City. No traffic.
Bob, KV8SVJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KV8SVJ, located in Essex City, Bessie County. I am checking in on the All-Star Link with a 3-4 repeater with an HT.
All right, I'm going to have to make a plaque on this date. That happened. Excellent. All right, let's go to Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Tony, KE8SBZ, location on the peninsula of Rennie Lake. No messages back to that.
Mark, KC8DAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8DAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, and no traffic. Back to net control.
Christian, KF8DMK. Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Boxcar 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
Mike, KI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, on the eastern side of South Lake Leadernaw. No messages. Back to net.
KC8JZB. What's the first name on that, and do you have any messages to pass?
This is Jeff. This is Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu Juliet Bravo. I'm location is Trout Lake, and no messages to pass.
Sorry about killing your call sign there, Jeff. One of these days I'll get it right. And we got one more, KF8B, Bravo, Quebec, Fox. Please sign in.
Yes, this is Mark, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot. I'm in Trout Lake Township in the UP, Chippewa County.
All right, that's very impressive. Anybody else?
KE8FJW. Brad, way up here in the Sioux.
Brad, I'm impressed. obviously, the link system's working great here. Brad, give me do you have any messages for the pass for the net tonight?
No messages to pass along. We do have a little bit of a snow plate coming. I'm looking forward to someplace. KE8FJW.
Well, I guess with Bob now having being able to get into our link system, one of the nice things about having the folks over by Crystal Mountain and Benzie is they often get the weather first. They get hit hard by storms. So the A6 repeater and the link system is the way to go. So thank you all for checking in. I do have a very quick message. If you have your Android FL Digi tablets ready to go. For those of you who don't, I am giving away 4 Bofeng UV5Rs. T-Barge always keeps a cache of radios on hand for emergencies, and we're switching over to a simpler radio, the TID H3, which can boot into ham or GMRS. And you can program it in the field. So if you know a new ham, this is again just for new hams, so we'll be giving those radios away for free. If you know a worthy person, just have them contact me. All right, stand by for digital traffic. This is Kate GTC. Digital traffic is as follows. KGTC. Our record is 7. Let's see if we can hit 8 tonight. If you receive that message, please check in.
Drake, how you doing? We got it.
Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy.
Christopher,
KF8AGY, full copy.
Mark, KC8ZAP, full copy.
NACN, full copy. Checking. WX1J, full copy.
That's 7. Come on. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? So close. So close. All right, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Again, if you know anybody who would like a radio, please give me a call. The vote playing is still a nice little radio. I'm going to turn the nut over to the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club. Thank you all for your participation. This is KGTC. Take it away, Carolyn.
Good evening. This is the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is KE8SBZ. My name's Tony. I'll be your net control station this evening using the call sign W8TCM. The rest of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and to build our ham radio community and communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. MeshNet and use the WATCM repeater are authorized by the Chatterland Amateur Radio Club serving the greater Chatterland City in northern Michigan area. Sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in with MeshNet. All or any newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in before we start check-ins. Let's see, we are in the third week of the month. That means tomorrow morning at JNS, as every Tuesday, breakfast with hams at the corner of Garfield and South Airport Road. And Monday evening, 7 o'clock, will be a, we're going to call this a project night. Actually, every week is almost a project night. You know, if you want to bring something along to work on, we do have a general meeting the last week of the month, and the first week of the month we have a board meeting. So, with that, let's go on to, let's see what we got going on here. First of all, I'm going to apologize to you. I had my eyes dilated a couple of hours ago, and I can barely see the desk here, so we're going to have fun tonight. Break. Okay, the Monday evening, sorry, give me a second here. Okay. Check SecureLandArc.com for updates of events. Next week will be Thanksgiving and Christmas party, club Christmas party will be at the general club meeting at 5123 North Coral Drive. And that will be on the first Tuesday of December. Okay, we'll begin with check-ins, one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You give me your first name and then your call sign, one at a time, and I'll acknowledge that, and then we'll continue with the next check-in. This will make it a little more efficient, and we'll avoid doubles. This is WATCM, Net Control, for Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin our check-ins, calling short time, time-constrained stations because your time and energy may be restrained. To call for your comments after the group checks in. First short time check-in, please call now.
K-A-W-P-E.
Okay, Dave, we have you, K-W-P-E. Next short time check-in, please call now.
Mike, AI6XQ.
Mike, AI6XQ, I got you. Next check-in, please call now.
Tom, Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victor, Cadillac.
Tom and Cadillac, we've got you. Next short time check-in, please call now.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
KFADNK, I've got you in there, Christopher. Any more short-term check-ins, please call now. Okay, hearing none, let's start at the top with Dave, KWPE. How are you doing this evening, Dave? You're up, and Mike, you will be next. Go ahead, Dave.
WATCM, KAWPE. Had a great day. Got out and sucked up, chopped up. Collected more leaves, and they keep coming down. Got the arborvitae all covered with burlap and a few other little projects. So it's been a good day, and it was beautiful being outside. Gee, I enjoyed that. At least it wasn't raining. So hopefully I will see everyone at breakfast tomorrow. I'll come with my appetite on. All come. WATCM, K-A-W-P-E.
Thank you, Dave. I'm glad you got some of that last fall cleanup out in the yard. Sounds like you're protecting the trees against the deer roaming also. Mike, AI6XQ. You are up, and Tom, stand by.
Hey, Tony and Annette, this is Mike, AI6XQ. Just back from a couple of quick days at deer camp down near White Cloud. I regret to report that all the deer are safe in their beds this evening, as far as our group went. But it was a good time to be with those guys and be out in the woods. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning at breakfast. And back to you, Tony. AI6XQ.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I guess we'll have to wait for that venison. Hopefully you get something by Thanksgiving. Christopher, you're on standby. Tom from Cadillac, go ahead.
Okay, Jody, thanks for taking the next tonight. WATCM, WDAWIV, we got about 28 degrees here tonight. We'll probably get even lower, hopefully not. But anyway, I had a good day today. I stopped, I worked, just ran real well. But I'll be retired tomorrow, it looks like. But I don't think we're going to make it up to the breakfast. Not this week. My wife's been ill. He's getting over some kind of a virus and got a temperature and all that stuff. So I got a full, we'll be going tomorrow. But anyway, I'll be working next, this coming Friday, but through the week I'm not real sure yet. Anyhow, I see the sunspots are in pretty lousy shape too. I think they're down to 42, if I can remember right, maybe 44. And I think solar flux indicators at 122, but the K's too. The HF bands, in my opinion, haven't been real good. Of course, we're on the back side of the sunspot site. To be expected. Anyway, everybody have a good evening. Thanks, Tony, again. And we'll get you. Back to you, WB8, WYB. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, thanks, Tom. You've retired more times than I could imagine. That's great that you can retire and unretire. Speaking of that, if anybody out there knows where you can get some snow tires put on, I don't need them put on, but I understand there's a backup around town. If you know anybody that a good place to maybe have it done, let me know tonight if you can. And one more thing, Tom, we hope that Carol gets over that illness and you can join us next week. Okay, Christopher, KSABMK, go ahead with your call and then we'll stand by for Echo Link. Go ahead, Christopher.
Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Not too much new to report here. Just continuing to wrap up my last couple of roof jobs for the year. Today I was putting a roof on something I've never done before. I was putting a roof on a cat shed. A previous customer of mine got half a dozen outdoor cats to take care of his mice problems. And then felt bad for them having to live outside. And so he bought them a shed and wanted the roof on the shed to match his house. So that's what I was doing. So I don't think I'm going to make it to breakfast tomorrow. I don't know yet about Friday tonight. Anyhow, have a good night, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Fox Charlie, Delta Mike Kilo.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. That was an interesting story. I heard you chatting on the radio about noontime about that. Yeah, kind of interesting. It was something about, well, too many bad jokes about sheds with metal roofs. With that, let's stand by for any EchoLink stations. There'll be a few second delay for responses, and we'll allow for that. First EchoLink station, please call out.
Jeff, November 8 Echo X-ray.
November 8 Echo X-ray. Hello, Jeff. And next EchoLink station, please check in now.
This is K8VNA, John, trying Echo Link.
K8VNA, you're coming through just fine on Echo Link. Thank you for checking in. Next Echo Link check-in, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I think we should also check to see if there are any All-Star stations out there. I think I heard one on the previous net. Any All-Star stations, feel free to check in now. Nothing heard, so we'll go on to our general check-ins. First of all, this is WATCM Net Control. And a reminder, any newly licensed hams, now is your chance. First general check-in, please call out.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
KFN-AG5, got your next general check-in. Please call now.
This is Mark Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
Okay, Mark, got you. Next general check-in, please call now.
Drake, N8DMH.
Okay, Drake, I got you in there. Next general check-in, please call out.
This is Toyash. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot.
Foxtrot NAKXQ. We've got you, and you doubled with someone. The other call and station, please call now.
Mark, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Quebec Foxtrot.
Okay, I believe that's Mark KF8 B. Oops. Okay, give me the last part of your call sign, the last three of your call sign.
Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot.
Bravo, Quebec, Foxtrot. Okay, Mark. That's Cheryl check-in. Call now.
K8WSUK, Kilo 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Kilo. Beep.
K8WQK, thank you for your call. Next general check-in, call now. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back and see if there's anyone else at the end. Let's go back to EchoLink, your first EchoLink check-in was Jeff N8EX. Go ahead with your transmission, and John, stand by.
Well, hello, everyone. And I think that was Tony doing net control, but this is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska. And we're at 38 degrees. It's the clouds are real low, and we got rain on our snow, so it's kind of awful. And that I was hoping the powder would stick around so we could get the skis out, but now it's getting a little slushy and hard. And that we just did a quick trip to Detroit for a wedding. And got back last night, and then came back from Anchorage this morning, or this afternoon, and so we're kind of recovering from that, and get back into the work group, and that, and it was interesting working through some of the Detroit area repeaters, and there's that link one downtown, and that was kind of fun to work with, and. That and then also the Ontario repeat, and also I took my little mesh device and put up in the building and picked up quick a few nodes and sent out some messages from there, and that so that's kind of played around with a couple of things when I had a little free time, and that. But other than that, not much else to report here, and that. I hope everyone had a good start to the week, and. Hope maybe we'll catch you next week. So take care, and I'll pass it back to Net Control and ADX.
Hey, Jeff, good to hear from you. And you have about 6 degrees on us here, but we're, 3-4 hours later than you in the day. So temperature's dropping off here a little bit, but I don't think it got up very high today for sure. Okay, let's go to John, K8DNA, and then we'll go to our first check-in, Kevin. John, go ahead.
Well, thanks, Tony, and hello, everybody. This is John, K8VNA. I'm out walking with my daughter tonight. We got about a half mile in so far. Say hi, Katie.
Hello.
She's not enthused with the radio, but anyways, yeah, go link just so I can make sure I can contact on Tony's net tonight and see if it works. So, yeah, mission complete. Yeah, so I think winter's coming, but it feels like it, but we got no snow on the ground, so we're going to do some walking all we can. So, anyways, back to you guys. We're gonna probably shut it down a little bit just so I can continue my conversation with my daughter and call it a short night. So, enjoy the football game and have a good night. KVNA, back in net control. Thanks, Tony.
Okay, and thank you, John, out there for a walk with your daughter. That's great. You spent a lot of family time. Kevin, KF8AGY, you are up in Mark KC8ZAP. Standby. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Tony, this is Kevin, KF8AGY. It's good to hear you on the net tonight. You're doing a great job. It's been a pretty crazy, busy week for me leading up to getting my article in for the publishing of the article that's coming out in a couple of days and the newsletter that's coming out in a couple of days. I have been
volunteered to assist with an antenna situation that T-Barge Group was having with the GMRS repeater, and made some discoveries, built them a new antenna that would handle the GMRS bands, and I since built another one of those, and then built a 2-meter version, which I'm talking over tonight, hitting the repeater from inside the building, so I'm hoping the sound is clear. Anyway, been a busy week, slowing down a little bit, giving me some breathing room, and that'll be it for now. So, Tony, WATCM Net Control, this is KF8AZY, and I'll send it back to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. And speaking of discoveries, I think that ham radio was probably the original discovery, original discovery channel. Hard to say that. Anyway, Mark, KCHZAP, you are on deck, and Drake, stand by.
Well, this is Mark, KCHZAP, and Tony, thanks for taking the net. Always appreciate it. And good evening to everyone on the net tonight. Sounds like a pretty good group. I just want to keep my transmissions brief, so I'll give you the highlight. Over the weekend, I went ahead and I put fences around all my perennial plants to protect them from being eaten by bunny rabbits. So I had severe bunny rabbit damage last year, and hopefully I can avoid most of it this year. So that's it. So, this is KCHZAP, back to that control.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Hope to see you tomorrow evening. Looking forward to maybe having you to another breakfast. I think I saw your face at breakfast recent Tuesday morning. That was great. Drake, NABMH, you're up, and Brett, stand by.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. NABMH. I'm just thinking about Jeff up there in Seward, Alaska. My dad's actually further north than he is right now. He got a teaching job up there, or actually a principal job up in Kobuk, Alaska, which is very, very far north. North is the Arctic Circle, and it's kind of neat. He's been sending me a lot of pictures of all the mountains up there and everything. He's got his new snow machine, which that's the main form of transportation up there. You're not getting around with a car. Or anything like that. So, cool stuff to pick up. And there you go. Not a whole lot else to report. Did a lot of driving today. Went down to Holland for some console upgrade stuff, and then after that, didn't really happen because it ended up getting put on hold by a little later after I got there. So that project's to come back to. Went to Roscommon, did a little work over there, and then came back. So, lots of time on the road. Tony, you're doing a good job. We'll catch you guys next week. And meet you, Mitch.
Okay, thanks, Drake. I'll just say that you are definitely a problem solver, so no wonder they keep you so busy. Brad, NHJXQ, if you're ready for your transmission, go ahead. Mark, stand by.
Good evening, Tony in the net. This is Brad, NHJXQ. Not a lot of news here to report. The big project tomorrow is that after breakfast, that is, with the gang over at JNS, I am going to be packaging up the toys for the grandchildren so I can mail them off to their homes in Texas. So that's the big news around this this shack. Back to you, Tony. This is an AJXQ.
Okay, thanks, Brad. Sounds like you will be busy tomorrow for sure. Mark, you are up, and Pete, stand by. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, we're up here in eastern UP. 29 degrees. We got about 2 inches of snow on the ground. A few miles down the road, there's nothing, but it looks like it's going to melt here pretty quick. So just wanted to check in. I hadn't checked in this net before, so wanted to see what was going on.
Anyways, KFA CQ left will be clear.
Okay, Mark, KFHBQF, glad to have you check in, both on T-Barge and the MeshNet tonight, and you get down this way, don't be a stranger, get on the radio and maybe meet with us on a Monday or something, or Monday night or Tuesday for sure. Pete, KWQK, go ahead and then we'll see if there are any more check-ins.
Hey, good evening, Tony and everybody else. And Tony, for a guy that can't see straight, why, you're doing a pretty good job of the net. So thanks for doing this. I look forward, of course, to breakfast in the morning. And Tony, I have a question for you. Did you remember to buy the card? KWQK.
That's funny, Pete. I didn't even have to think about that one. Gary laughing. I appreciate your sense of humor. Yeah. Why don't you and your partner there, your breakfast trouble, bring him with you, and we'll look forward to seeing you. Maybe on the radio on the way in, or at breakfast itself. Thanks for checking in, Pete. Now we will check for any other general check-ins that we might have missed. Please call now.
Edgar, K-A-A-H-Y-E.
Edgar, we got you. Next general check-in, please call now.
This is Joe Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India.
Okay, it sounded like Joe K-D-8-Q-D-I. Is that correct?
K-C-8-Q-J-I.
K-C-8-Q-J-I. I think I got you that time. Next general check-in, please call out.
K-E-8-F-J-W, Brad, Sioux State 9.
K-E-8-F-J-W, thanks for checking in with us tonight. Anyone else for the Monday night MeshNet, please call out.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor, Rich in Rapid City.
Okay, Rich, I knew if I had waited long enough, we'd have another check-in there. That's great. Any more check-ins? Call now.
Scott, WX1J.
Scott, I was hoping that you were still out there, WX1J. Thank you. Let's go back to the top of this short list here with Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E. How are you doing there, Edgar? And Joe, stand by.
Oh, very good. K-A-8-H-Y-E, listen up. And I can identify with your eye drops. I'm halfway through my cataract surgery, and I just love those drops for checking your pressure and checking this and checking that, so they do go away. So very good. Nice to hear everybody's big net tonight. Holy cow. So this is K-A-H-Y-E.
Thank you, Edgar. Nice to hear you in there tonight. Joe, K-C-8-Q-J-I. Go ahead with your transmission, and Brad, K-E-8-F-J-W, stand by.
Yeah, this is 38QJI. I just wanted to see if I could reach in there to the station tonight. Near Engadine, 5 degrees and a little bit of snow on the ground, but not bad. So the dog and I are out here enjoying the sunset, watching the deer. And seeing the trees, everybody.
Okay, Joe, thanks for your check-in tonight. And, yeah, watch out for the deer when you're out there in the night. K-E-8-F-K-W, you are up for transmission now, and Rich, stand by.
Good evening, Tori, and the rest of the group here in the net. K-E-8-F-K-W, Brad, way up here in the Sioux. Anywho, yeah, it's a busy weekend, that's for sure. Lake State Hockey, sweet here. They didn't do very good. They lost, so that's a bummer for them, but they continue on. Other than that, not a whole lot else to report. It sure is getting dark early, and it's going to get dark earlier sooner. So. I'll be here next weekend because I got to work. So I'll say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And other than that, try to stay warm. Okay, you need a treat on that.
Okay, Brad, thank you for that, and I will say happy Thanksgiving to you also and the other hams calling in tonight. Rich, KF8CQV, go ahead with your transmission. Scott, stand by.
Hey, thanks, Tony, for taking the nut. Yeah, you got the call sign right there, KF8CQV. Rich over here at the south end of Torch Lake. Just wanted to thank you to the powers that be for the little repeater upgrade there a few weeks back. Really been enjoying it. Sounds tremendous. It's just so nice to have a good, clean signal to listen to. And also to have so much participation. What a great net. And just wanted to jump in and give my thanks. KF8CQV clear. Back to net control.
Okay, thanks so much for checking in with us tonight. From South Torch Lake. Hopefully you don't get that thing totally iced over this year. It looks like we might be having a cold winter coming up. Scott, WX1J, go ahead with your transmission. And then after that, if there's anyone that has not checked in or would like to recheck or any questions, we'll follow up with those after Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
Hello, good evening, Tony, and everybody else on the net. You got quite a pile up going this evening, Tony. You're really getting the workout. So thanks for doing that hard work, and thanks for taking the net. You're doing a great job. Yeah, not much to say. So just back from being out of town for a little while, and happy to be back, and getting used to being cold again. So, although that's my season, winter is what I live for. So it's going to be good for us. I think we're going to have a good year. Looking forward to that as well. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'm just sitting here next to my little heater and working on the next newsletter, which should pop out something about tomorrow, perhaps. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Tony, WATCM. Good evening from WX1J.
Oh, thank you for the newsletter. Oh, I can't wait for that. Hope to see you at a meeting or a breakfast at a place here soon. Any more before we close the net, are there any questions or comments? Go ahead. Okay, hearing none. We're going to conclude the Monday evening social hour net. This now will meet next Monday. You're in the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. Gosh, I hope that I never lose my sight completely. It's great to hear you guys on the radio at any rate. This is Tony, KE8SPZ, operating this evening as a net control on the club cross sign, W8TCN. We'll now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, your patience, and your comments. Good evening to all. W8TCM, clear.
Monitoring.